will you please turn to Matthew chapter 13.
请我们翻开马太福音第十三章。
We will read the first 17 verses.
我们从第一节读到第，我们会从十一节读到第十七节。
I will read it in English first, and my brother will read it in Chinese.
我用英文读，我弟兄用中文读。
And that same day, Jesus went out from the house and sat down by the sea. And great crowds were gathered together to him, so that going on board ship himself, he sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the shore. And he spoke to them many things in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some grains fell along the way, and the birds came and devour them. And others fell upon the rocky places, where they had not much earth. And immediately they sprang up out of the ground, because of not having any depths of earth. But when the sun rose, they were burned up, and because of not having any root, were dried up. And others fell upon the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them, and others fell upon the good ground and produced fruit, 100, 160, and 130. He that has ears, let him hear. And the disciples came up and said to him, Why speakest thou to them in parables? And he answering said to them, Because to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of the heavens. But to them it is not given. For whoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall be caused to be in abundance. But he who has not, even what he has, shall be taken away from him. For this cause I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor understand. And in them is filled up the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, Hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. Beholding ye shall behold, and not see. For the heart of this people has grown fat, and they have heard heavily with their ears, and they have closed their eyes as asleep, lest they should see with the eyes, and hear with the ears, and understand with the heart, and should be converted, and I should hear them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which ye behold, and did not see them, and to hear the things which ye hear, and did not hear them.
马太福音第十三章第一节到第十七节。当那一天，耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。他用比喻说，对他们讲许多道理，说，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候，有落在路旁的飞鸟来吃尽了，有落在土浅石头地上的，土迹不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了。又有落在好土里的，就结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。有耳可听的就应当听。门徒进前来问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。 凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。在他们身上正应验了以赛亚的预言，说你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，因为这百姓油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。我实在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和义人，要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们所听的，却没有听见。
May we have a word of prayer?
有点祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us together here this morning.
主啊，我们感谢你今天早上聚集在你面前。
We want to declare that we do gather together unto Thy name.
主啊，我们要声明，我们一同聚集是聚集在你的名字名下。
Because wherever Thy name is, there is Thy presence.
因为你的名在哪里，那里就有你的同在。
We covet Thy presence more than anything else.
我们喜悦你的同在比什么都要紧。
We thank Thee for being present with us this morning.
我们感谢你今天早上与我们同在。
Dear Lord, what hast Thou to say to us?
主啊，你对我们有什么要说的呢？
Speak, Thy servants hear it.
请说，你的仆人们都静听。
May Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，像行在天上一样。
Dear Lord, we want Thee to be glorified.
亲爱的主，我们愿意你得到荣耀。
And Thy people be blessed.
让你的百姓被祝福。
In Thy precious name we pray.
靠你宝贵的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
we thank the Lord for gathering us together again this morning.
我们感谢主今天早上再把我们聚集在他面前。
Now, if you were there last weekend,
若是你上一个周末你在这里的话,
you know that the reason why we gather this time,
你知道我们这一回聚集的目的,
because we do feel that the message, the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens must be preached throughout the habitable world.
因为我们知道天国的福音一定要传遍所有有人住的世界。
As a testimony to the nations.
作为对于所有万国的一个见证。
And then the Lord said, the end shall come.
主说，然后末期就要到了。
I wonder if you have been wondering why is it that our Lord is still waiting?
我不知道你有没有想过为什么我们的主仍旧在那里等。
Has he not promised us?
他是不是已经向我们应许过？
Before he left, he promised his disciples that he will come back and receive them to himself.
在他去以前，他向他的门徒们应许，他说他要回来，要把他们带到他自己那里去。
And when you come to the end of the Holy Bible,
当我们来到圣经的最后，
the Lord said, Behold, I come quickly.
主说，我必快来。
But here we are.
我们今天在这里。
After 20 centuries,
在二十世纪的末了。
And the Lord seems to be delayed.
好像主迟延了。
So I have been burdened before the Lord.
所以我在主面前有一个负担。
I'm wondering why is it that the Lord should be delayed.
我不知道为什么我们的主延迟。
What is the reason for that?
为什么？原因是什么呢？
Of course, There is no reason for him.
当然，对他来讲，没有原因他要迟延。
Our Lord is ever ready.
我们主永远一直是准备好的。
How he must have longed to come back immediately.
他一定是一直在想要快快的，马上的回来。
The problem must be with us.
问题一定在我们这里。
And I think one of the main problems is.
我想一个主要的问题是。
Because the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens has not been preached to all the nations.
因为那诸天国度的福音还没有传扬到万邦。
We know from history.
我们从历史上知道。
That even though at the very beginning.
虽然在开始的时候。
It is our Lord Jesus who preached the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
是我们主耶稣自己在那里传天国的福音。
And also his apostles continue with such preaching.
同时他的使徒们继续的传这样的福音。
But very soon it seems as if that message of the gospel of the kingdom is gradually losing.
可是好像很快的这个天国福音呢就在人中间呢慢慢慢慢就没有了。
Not even that.
不只是那样。
Even the gospel of grace is not known.
就算说是恩典的福音都慢慢慢慢不知道了人不知道了。
It wasn't until the 16th century.
一直到第16世纪。
Then the Lord began to recover the gospel of grace.
那主呢就慢慢开始恢复恩典的福音。
That we ought to be saved by grace, not by merit, by work.
我们是要靠恩得救，而不是靠我们的行为，靠我们的优点得救。
But so far as I understand,
可是就我的领会，
the gospel of the kingdom of heavens has not been recovered even then.
纵然到那，就我的领会，纵然到那一天，十六世纪的时候。那个天国的福音都没有被恢复。
It wasn't until the 19th century.
一直到第十九世纪。
That there are some people who began to preach the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
有一些人就开始再传播天国的福音。
And even to our days.
纵然到现在。
If you ask Christians.
你若是问基督徒。
What is the gospel?Of the kingdom of the heavens.
天国的福音是什么呢?
Many of them do not understand.
大多许多人都不懂得。
We only know free grace.
我们只能传恩典的福音。
Now if we are continued in free grace.
若是我们一直讲这个不花钱的恩典。
The result will be we become very self-centered.
结果就是我们变成非常自我中心。
Everything is for me.
什么事情都是为我。
God is for me.
神是为我。
Christ is for me.
基督是为我。
Salvation is for me.
救恩是为我。
It is me, me, me.
就是我我我。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
No wonder.
难怪。
Our Lord Jesus is not able to come back.
我们的主耶稣不能回来。
How can he receive us as his bride?
他怎么样把我们他这样他怎么能够把我们当作他的心腹呢?
Who are totally different from him?
这些人这我们这些人完全跟他不一样。
Because he was one who gave up himself.
因为他是把自己舍的。
And we are those who centered upon ourselves.
我们呢只是以自我为中心的。
And I think the reason is,Because we forget the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens.
我想原因就是因为我们忘记了天国的福音。
You know when our Lord Jesus was on earth.
你知道当我们主耶稣在地上的时候。
This is the gospel that he was preaching.
这是他所传的福音，这个福音。
And today it becomes something unknown to us.
今天这个福音居然对我们来讲是我们不知道了。
Because it is the gospel of the kingdom of heavens that will prepare us for the second coming of the Lord.
因为这天国的福音才能够 预备我们，让我们的主再来。
We mentioned last weekend.
上一个周末我们提过。
When our Lord Jesus first came the first time.
当我们主耶稣第一次来的时候。
He came as the king.
他来是王。
The king has come.
王来了。
But he has no kingdom.
但是他没有国度。
Because the kingdom on earth is the Roman Empire.
因为在地上的国度是罗马帝国。
Even in the Jewish nation.
虽然在犹太国。
Herod, the Idonian, was on the throne.
希律是坐在宝座上。
So the reason why our Lord came in the first place.
所以我们主第一次来的原因。
He was seeking for his people.
他在这里寻找他自己的百姓。
When people believed on him,
当人信了他,
he continued to disciple them.
他继续使他们做门徒。
Because it is only through discipleship,
因为只有经过做门徒,
that we will be changed and transformed to be conformed to his image.
我们才能被改变,被变成,被磨成他的形象。
So after he had some disciples,
所以当他开始有一些门徒的时候。
Then you remember in Matthew chapter 5.
然后你记得在马太福音第五章。
How our Lord Jesus went to the mountain.
我们主耶稣来到山上。
And his disciples came to him.
他的门徒们来到他那里。
And then he opened his mouth.
然后他开口。
And tell us what we call sermon on the mount.
然后告诉他们就是我们今天所谓的登山宝训。
Now what is the sermon on the mount?
那登山宝训是什么呢?
The sermon on the mount is just telling us the reality of the kingdom of the heavens.
登山宝训就是要告诉我们天国的实际。
The Lord came to establish his kingdom upon the earth.
主来要在世上建立他的国度。
Now what is that kingdom like?
这个国度是什么样子呢?
It is absolutely different from all the kingdoms on the earth.
这个国度是与世界上一切的国度都完全不一样。
Because it is a kingdom of the heavens.
因为这是天上的国度。
So we find in Matthew 5 to 7.
因此我们看见在马太福音第五章到第七章。
He told us,What is the kingdom of the heavens?
主告诉我们这诸天的国度是什么。
The kingdom of the heavens is nothing but the king himself.
天国不是别的就是这一位王。
His character is to characterize all his citizens.
他的性格就要在他国度里面所有的百姓必须是他们的性格。
So whoever began to have his own character, he will be in the kingdom of the heavens.
所以不论是谁,只要有这一位王的性格,他就是在天国里面。
So that's the reason why, when you come to Matthew 11,
这就是为什么当我们来到马太福音十一章的时候,
Then the Lord Jesus said, from the day of John the Baptist until now,
所以主耶稣说从施洗约翰到如今
The kingdom of the heavens is to be taken by violence.
天国是要靠着努力或者靠暴力进入的。
And the violence seize upon it.
这强暴的人就得到了。
You know, we try to soften the force.
你知道我们翻译的时候想要让这个说的时候好听可是力量少了。
But in the original, it is the word violent.
但是在原文里面是暴力。
We do not like that word.
我们不喜欢这个字眼。
We think it is a bad word.
我们觉得这个暴力这个字眼是坏的字眼。
But we know the word violent itself is neutral.
可是我们知道这个暴力强暴这件事情是中性的。
It depends On whom do you do violent?
这问题是你要把这个暴力用在什么上面，用在谁上面？
If you do violent to other people,
你若是要把暴力加在别人身上，
That is bad.
那是坏，那是不好。
But if you do violent to yourself,
但是你若是把暴力加在自己的身上，
That is good.
那是好。
So here you find our Lord Jesus when he was on earth.
所以当我们主耶稣在世上的时候，
You will find there's no one who is doing violent to himself just as our Lord Jesus.
你就发觉我们主耶稣对他自己用暴力是所有别人没有看见的。
While he lived on earth, he never lived for himself.
他在世上过活的时候从来没有为自己活。
He lived for his father.
他为他的父活。
He denied himself all the time.
他否认自己，契约自己，所有的时候都这样。
Not my will, but thy will be done.
不是靠我的旨意，乃是你的旨意得成就。
And if we want to be in the kingdom of the heavens,
就是我们要在天国里。
We must have that same character.
我们必须有同样的性格。
We must learn to deny ourselves.
我们必须学会否认自己。
Take up our cross and follow him.
拿起我们的十字架来跟随主。
That's what violence means.
这里就是这个暴力的意思。
And the violence shall seize upon it.
那现在说暴力要得到它。
Now when you think of the word seize,
当我们看到这个得到这个字，
you know it is a very strong word.
这是一个非常强烈的字眼。
In other words, if you do not try to seize it, you miss it.
换句话说，你若是不想要用力得到的话呢，你就失去了。
It is not something that you receive freely.
这不是一件东西你就是白白的拿到了。
In one sense, it is free.
哦，对不起，这是你不用钱的。
Because God will give you grace to overcome yourself.
因为神会给你恩典，让你得胜。
But on the other hand,
可是另外一面，
within yourself, you must have that will.To seize upon it.
在你的里面，你必须有一个意志力，要得到这个。
It is as if you say, Lord, I will not let you go.
换句话说，好像是你跟主说，主啊，我不让你走。
I remember a story about a sister.
我记得有一个故事是关于一位姊妹
，Miss Barbara.
就是何寿恩姊妹。
One day, he had a controversy with the Lord.
有一天，他和主之间有一个争执。
The Lord was demanding something on her.
主对他有一个要求。
But he did not want to give up.
但是他不愿意放弃。
So now you know what he prayed?
你知道他怎么祷告？
He said, Lord, be patient with me.
说主啊，要对我呢有忍耐。
I will turn around.
我会回头的。
But be patient with me.
可是求你对我有忍耐。
In other words,
换句话说，
she has that sense of seizing upon the kingdom.
她里头有一个感觉是要得到抓住这个国度。
So the Lord said,
所以主说，
He who do violence to himself,
那一个对自己施暴力的，
He who denies himself,
那一个对自己否认的，
lay down himself,
这个把自己放下了，
and allow the will of God to go through him or through her,
要让神的旨意可以从他里头经过的，
then you prove that you are living today in the kingdom of the heaven.
那就证明你在今天你就住在天国的里面。
The demand is high,
要求很高，
but the supply is higher.
但是给你的恩典，给你的供应是比这个要求更高。
So that's what we have covered the last 2 days.
所以这是我们上两天所交通的。
Now this morning we would like to come to the second peak in the gospel of the.
所以今天早上我们要来到关于天国的第二个高峰。
And that is chapter 13.
就是在13章马太福音。
You know, when you come to the reality of the kingdom of the heavens,
是当我们说到天国的实际的时候，
it is very, very simple.
是非常简单的。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
it is man that makes things complicated.
是人把事情弄复杂了。
But so far as God and His truth is concerned, it's very simple.
可是就神和神的真理来说，都是很简单的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
那虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are the pure in heart.
那个清心的人有福了。
Blessed are those hunger and thirsty after righteousness.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
these are very simple.
这是很简单的事。
But how we complicate everything.
但是我们把每一件事情都弄得很复杂。
So when the gospel of the kingdom of heavens is being preached,
所以当天国的福音传出来的时候，
to our surprise,
你发觉很奇，
that it becomes a very complicated thing.
你就发觉突然这些东西变得很复杂了。
Now why is this so?
为什么呢？
It is because of our weaknesses.
这是因为我们的弱点。
It is because of the work of the enemy.
因为我们的软弱是因，也是因为神仇敌的工作。
You know, when our Lord Jesus was preaching and doing wonders,
就当我们主耶稣在传道，在行奇迹的时候，
and when he healed a blind and a deaf,
当他把一个生来瞎眼的人来把他医治了。
It is a demonstration of the power of the kingdom of the heaven.
这里给我们看见的是天国的能力。
But the Pharisees, they opposed the Lord Jesus.
但是那一些法利赛人他们是反对主耶稣的。
They said, our Lord cast out the demons through the demons.
他们说赶鬼，说我们的主赶鬼是经过鬼来赶鬼。
So for that reason,
为了这个缘故，
you know in Matthew chapter 12,
马太福音12章，
the Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
if you sin against the Son of Man, you will be forgiven.
你若是得罪了人子，你还会被赦免。
If you sin against the Holy Spirit, there is no forgiveness.
你若是得罪了圣灵，你就没有赦免。
Not in this age, not only in this age, but even in the age to come.
不但今世没有，在来世也没有。
And because of the resistance of this world.
因为世界抵挡主。
So our Lord Jesus began to use parables.
所以我们的主开始用比喻。
He used to speak plainly to the people.
以前他是很简单的、很清楚的向人说。
But now he changed his way of speaking.
现在他说话的方式改了。
So here you find in Matthew chapter 13.
所以在马太福音13章。
When he spoke to the people.
当他向百姓说话的时候。
He began to speak in parables.
他开始用比喻说。
Now the beauty of a parable is here.
那比喻的美丽在哪里？
To those who do not believe, it is just a story.
对于那些不信的人说，这不过是一个故事。
But to those who have believed in him,
但是这些相信他的人，
it makes truth simple.
他就让真理说得简单。
It makes it so clear, so simple.
说的让真理出来是那么简单，
so home-like.
那么清楚。
Now in Matthew 13,
马太福音13章，
we will call it the mysteries of the kingdom of the heavens.
这里我们称呼它是天国的奥秘。
Because this is what our Lord Jesus himself said.
这是因为我们主耶稣自己这么称呼的。
He said, no, the mysteries of the kingdom of the heavens.
所以这里他说你们要知道天国的奥秘。
Why is it the kingdom of heavens become mysteries?
为什么这些天国成了一个奥秘呢？
We have already said, when you read Matthew 5 to 7, it is so clear.
我们刚才说过， 当你读马太五六七章的时候，是这么样的清楚。
Now why is it suddenly it becomes a mystery?
为什么突然一下天国变成了奥秘的？
As we have said, it's because of man's unbelief.
我们说了，这是因为人的不信。
And also, the devil, the enemy is working.
而且撒旦这个魔鬼在那里工作。
Whenever the gospel of the kingdom of heaven is preached.
不管什么时候，当天国的福音被传播的时候
，there you find not only the resistance from unbelief，
不但因为不信来这个阻挡他
，that changes as it were its character，
那这个改变了他的性格
，but the enemy will work in the same field，
那么这个仇敌在那里也工作。
And try to mix up the whole thing.
要把整个的事情说乱了。
So that's why it becomes the parables of the kingdom of the heavens.
所以这里就成了天国的比喻。
The first parable is the basic one.
第一个比喻是一个基本的比喻。
You know, brothers and sisters,
这弟兄姊妹
In my fellowship with brothers and sisters,
当我和弟兄姊妹们交通的时候
I find that whenever we read Matthew 13,
我发觉不论什么时候当我读到马太福音13章
we have a big problem.
我们有一个很大的问题
Because in our mind, it is only the church.
因为在我们头脑里面我们想这是教会
So whenever you read Matthew 13 and with the word church in your mind,
你读马太十三章，你有一个这个教会这个字在脑子里
，You will be confused.
你就会觉得混乱了。
Why is it?
为什么
？It is because the church is the body of Christ.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Every member in that body has the life of Christ in it.
教会里每一个成员有。基督的生命在里面。
But when you read these parables,
但是当我们读这些比喻的时候
you find the enemy has his sons of the devil there too.
你看见仇敌有仇敌之子在那里。
So how can you explain it as the church?
你怎么能够把这件事情说这就是教会呢？
It is because even our very concept of the church is so wrong.
因为我们对教会的观念是这么样的错误
that we make such a mistake.
我们才会有这样的
错 So what does the parables of the kingdom of the heaven, the mysteries are?
那么现在天国的奥秘是什么呢
It is Christianity or Christendom.
是基督教里面的的基督教对不起这是基督教的 Christendom.
范围
对不起是基督教的范围
When the gospel is being preached
当天国被传出来的时候
And people misunderstood
人们误解了
And the enemy began to sow his seed in it
仇敌把他自己的种子撒在那里
And that becomes Christianity or Christendom
那就看见我们今天所说的基督教里面的这基督教的范围
In the first parable,
在第一个比喻
our Lord spoke to the people.
我们的主向百姓说
And he said there is sower going out to sow.
说有一个撒种的人出去撒种
Now who is the sower?
撒种的人是谁
It is evident that it is our Lord himself.
很清楚撒种的人是我们的主自己
Now what are his seeds?
那他的子这个撒的种子是什么呢
The seeds are the truth of the kingdom of the heavens.
种子就是天国的真理。
And when he sowed the seed, you find there are four different kinds of soil.
当种子撒在地上的时候你看见有四种不一样的土。
And the soil here is our heart.
这个土地说到我们的心。
Now because our Lord himself explained this parable.
因为我们主耶稣自己呢把这个比喻解释了。
So when the gospel of the kingdom of heavens is being preached.
所以当天国的福音被传出来的时候，
it reaches the hearts of the people.
它就到了人的心里。
But there are four different hearts.
但是有四种不一样的情形。
The first kind of heart is like the wayside.
第一种心就像路旁。
It is a place when there's much traffic, many people walk upon it.
路旁是许多人走的地方。
So it is a hardened land.
所以那个地呢慢慢就硬了。
It's just a hardened heart.
所以这说到我们的心硬了。
Much communication with the world will harden your heart.
你跟世界的交往，跟世界的交通更多，你心就硬了。
So when the gospel of the kingdom is being preached,
所以当天国的福音传出来的时候，
he heard it,
他听了，
but there's no idea in him.
但是他里头没有不懂得是什么。
It is just fallen outside.
就只是呢，在他的外面，
and
撒到他外面。
When this happened,
这件事情发生，
what will follow?
那结果是什么呢？
The birds will come and snatch the seeds away.
鸟来了，就把这个种子呢，拿走了。
And our Lord Jesus said,
我们主耶稣说，
This is the first kind of the heart that receive or reject the kingdom of the heavens.
就是心呢，在接受或者拒绝天国，这是第一种心。
And the birds here refer to the devils.
鸟指作魔鬼。
The second kind of heart.
第二种心。
It is a very shallow land.
是一个很浅，土很浅的地方。
There is stone underneath it.
这个土的下面就是石头。
Just a thin land.Thin layer of land.
只有一层薄薄的土。
So when the seed fall upon it,
所以当种子掉到那个地上的时候，
it seems to be able to come out very quickly.
好像有这个小有这一层土啊，这个种子呢很快就发芽了。
But because there's no root,
因为没有根。
So when the sun shines, it's dried up.
所以当太阳出来的时候，
Now that shows the second kind of heart.
所以这里说到第二种心
，emotionally you are stirred，
你的情绪听到了天国的道，你就会心
and,
你就会起来了。
And it seems as if you receive it，
好像你得到了。
But because there is no soil，
但是因为没有土
，so the sun came， persecutions came， difficulties came， and everything is gone。
所以当太阳照了，困难出来了。逼迫出来了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
if in your heart there is stone there,
若是在你的心里面有一个石头，
there is sin or other people, other things there,
好像有别的东西在那里。
So when the kingdom of the heavens is preached to you,
所以当天国被说到你心里的时候，
you may be emotionally touched for a while，
你在情绪上你被摸到，
but very soon it dried up，
但是很快就干了。
That's the second type of heart，
这是第二种心。
Then the third type of heart，
是第三种心。
The seed fell into that land，
种子掉到那个土上。
But unfortunately there were thorns there，
但是不幸的是有很多的那个荆棘在那里。
So when the seed began to grow，
所以当这个种子开始发芽生长的时候，
the thorn will overcome it，
这个荆棘呢就把这个植物就挤住了。
It cannot bear any fruit，
你没有办法生长任何的果子。
So brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹，
some people may hear the gospel of the kingdom of the heaven，
有些人听到了天国的福音，
they seem to have received it，
他们好像已经接受了。
But then you find the thorns squeeze it，
但是你发觉这个荆棘呢开始挤住它，
and it cannot bear fruit，
没有办法结果子。
Now that speaks of people who have the world in his heart.
这说到人有世界在心里面。
It's like thorns that squeeze the seed.
这些世界呢，就像荆棘一样，把那个果子挤住，把那个植物挤住。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
There is the fourth kind of soil.
还有第四种。
Four kind of heart.
第四种地，第四种心。
That land has been tilled.
那他们那个地呢，是已经被耕过的。
And so the seed will fall into it.
所以当种子掉到地上的时候。
And will bear fruit a hundredfold, sixtyfold, and thirtyfold.
可以结果子一百倍、六十倍、三十倍。
So that is the result of the kingdom preaching of the kingdom of the heaven.
所以这里就是当天国被传出来的结果。
And then the Lord Jesus continued with the second parable.
那我们主耶稣就继续说第二个比喻。
Now, brothers and sisters, you know, when you read Matthew 13, there is a progression.
弟兄姊妹，当你读马太福音十三章的时候，这有一个进展。
The first parable is the foundation.
第一个比喻是基础。
But the second parable, you see the difference here.
来到第二个比喻的时候，就开始有一个不同。
The Lord said, "The kingdom of heavens." Has become like a man sowing good seed in his field.
主耶稣说，他说，天国好像一个人撒好种在地上。
Now, you notice that the seed here is not the truth of the kingdom of the heavens.
你这里你注意，这个种子呢，不是天国的真理。
Because if you read verse 38.
因为当我们读第38节的时候。
And the field is the word, and the good seed. These are the sons of the kingdom.
田地就是世界，好种就是天国之子。
So, between the first and the second parable, you find there is a progression.
所以从我们第一个比喻到现在的第二个比喻有一个进展。
The seed here that our Lord Jesus sowed is no longer the truth, but the sons of the kingdom.
这里我们主耶稣把这个种子撒在田里，这个种子不再是天国说到，不再说到天国的真理，乃是说到天国之子。
In other words, those people who have received the truth.
就是说，这里说到那一些领受了天国的真理的人。
And they become the sons of the kingdom.
他们现在成为天国之子。
So the Lord sowed them in the field.
所以主把这些天国之子撒在田地里。
Now the field here is no longer the heart.
田地不再是说到我们的心。
The field here is the world.
田地说到世界。
In other words, whenever the gospel of the kingdom of the heavens is preached in the world,There are people who receive them, and the Lord sow them in that particular place.
所以就是说，当天国的福音传出来的时候，有人接受了三国的天国的福音，主就把他们放在世界里。
Brothers and sisters, you are here in California.
弟兄姊妹，你今天在加州。
Do you think it is by accident?
你觉得你在加州是偶然的吗？
The Lord sow you there.
是主把你放在这里的。
It is the Lord who put you there.
是主把你种在这里的。
To be a witness and a testimony to him.
作为他的见证，你作为他的见证人。
But when the man slept,
但是当人睡觉的时候
，You notice that the first man sower is singular.But the man here is plural.
你注意，当第一个讲到撒种的人的时候，那是单数的。可是这里说人把一个另外的东西撒下去，那人是多数的。
Because our Lord Jesus never sleep nor slumber.
因为我们主耶稣从来不睡觉的，不打瞌睡的。
And here you find the man in plural number.
你在这里你看到是众人。
Now the man here refers to those who work for the Lord.
这里众人是说到帮主工作的人。
When those who work for the Lord were sleeping,
当这些为主工作的人睡着了。
And the enemy quietly came in and sowed his seed in the same field.
仇敌就偷偷的安静的来，把一些他的种子放在田里。
He sowed the darnel into it.
他把败子撒在种子
Because the darnel outwardly looks like the wheat.
因为这些败子外面看起来跟那个麦子一样。
But when it begins to grow,
但是当它长起来的时候
the wheat, when it is ripened, it becomes bending down.
麦子当它熟了的时候它会垂下来的。
But the darnel will be straight up.
但是败子它还是会向上的。
The Lord knows all about it.
主完全都知道。
But his people do not understand.
但是他自己的百姓不知道。
So they said, Lord, you sow only the good seed. How comes it's darnel?
那所以别人说你当初不是种的都是好籽吗？好种子吗？怎么现在都是败子呢
？Well, the Lord said it's because when you are sleeping, the enemy came and sowed seed.
就说因为你睡觉了。当你睡觉的时候，仇敌来把这坏种子放下来。
The seed here is the sons of the devil.
这里所说的坏的种子就是魔鬼的种子，魔鬼之子。
How can a church have the sons of God and the sons of the devil?
教会里怎么可能是一面有神的儿女，还有魔鬼的儿女呢
？So you cannot apply this to the church.
所以你不能把这些故事。说到教会
but this is exactly what happened in Christianity.
但是这是在今天在基督教的世界里面就是的确是就是这样
Whenever Christianity spread,
不但就是不管这个基督教的世界传到哪里
you have your schools,
你可以有学校
you have your hospitals,
你可以有医院
you have your other activities,
你可以有其他的活动
and it is the area of the Christendom.
这是基督教世界的范围。
And here you find it is a mixture.
你在这里就看见是一个混合的东西。
But in that Christianity, in that Christendom,
你在这里就看见那一个基督教的范围里面。
If you won't try to divide them,
你若是要把它分别出来。
It is impossible today.
是今天是不可能的。
But because when you try to root out the darnel, the wheat, they were so intertwined, they also will be rooted out.
因为这败子的根和麦子的根都是缠在一起。当你把败子想要拿出来的时候，这个麦子也给你拔出来。
So Christianity or Christendom will be a mixture until the coming of the Lord.
所以在整个基督教范围里面的基督教的世界它一定要等到主耶稣来的时候才能传开
There is no way to improve it.
没有办法来把它改善的。
In history, some people try to improve.
在基督教历史上有些人想要来这里改善。
Like John Calvin.
像卡尔文。
He tried to make Geneva the city of God.
他想要让日内瓦成为神的城
But it is impossible.
但是不可能
The Lord said leave it.
主说不要管它
Until towards the end.
一直到最后
Then he will send his angels to divide them.
主要把他的天使差遣过来
And
把这件事情分开
those of the darnel will be thrown into the lake of fire.
那败子是要丢在火湖里
And those that are wheat will be entered into God.
麦子是要收起来献给神。
So, that is the second parable.
所以这是第二个比喻。
That shows when the gospel of the kingdom of heaven is preaching in the world.
所以给我们看见当天国的福音传到世界上的时候。
What a mixture, what a change outwardly is now.
就是我们今天看见外表上所能看见的这样的一个混乱的情形。
And these two parables, our Lord Jesus explained himself.
这两个比喻，我们主耶稣自己解说了。
Now, If you really understand the explanation of our Lord,
你若是真正能够懂得我们主耶稣的解释，
then you will be able to understand the following parables.
那你就可以懂得往下的几个。
Because the Lord follows it with four different parables.
因为主耶稣继续下去有四个不一样的比喻。
Two parables are negative.
两个比喻呢是负面的。
Two parables are positive.
另外两个比喻呢是正面的。
So when you come to the third parable.
所以当我们来到第三个比喻的时候。
Now, the kingdom of the heavens is like what?
天国好像芥菜。Mustard seed. Number 31.
In verse
24. 31, yeah. 在第31节。
He said another parable set he before them, saying, The kingdom of the heavens is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which is less indeed than all seeds. But when it is grown, is greater than herbs, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of heaven come and roost in its branches.
他又设个比喻对他们说，三十一节，天国好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在田里，这原是百种里头最小的，等到长起来，却比各样的菜都大，且成了树，天上的飞鸟来宿在它的枝上。
The third parable said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took."
第三个比喻说，天国好像一粒芥菜种，人就把它拿来。
Now, what is a mustard seed?
芥菜种是什么呢？
If you read the scripture,
你若是读圣经，
when you turn to Luke chapter 17,
我们看路加福音第十七章，
and verse 6,
第六节。
The Lord said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed,
主说你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，
You have said to this sycamine tree, Be thou rooted up, and be thou planted in the sea, and it will have obeyed you.
就是对这棵桑树说，你要拔起根来，栽在海里，它也必听从你们。
Because at that time, you know, our Lord Jesus said, If your brother sin against you,
我们那个时候主耶稣说，说是若是你的弟兄得罪你，
And he repented,
他道歉了，
you must forgive him.
你必须要赦免他。
If he sinned against you seven times in a day,
若是他得罪你一天七次，
And seven times he came back and said, I'm sorry.
每一次他都回来跟你说对不起。
You still have to forgive him.
你仍旧要赦免他。
And the disciples say, Lord, give us more faith.
那主说，那个门徒们就说，哎呀，主啊，你要给我们多一点信心。
So the Lord said,
主说，
faith is like a mustard seed.
信心像一粒芥菜种。
The mustard seed is the smallest of all seeds.
芥菜种是所有种子里面最小的。
But there is life there.
但是里头有个生命。
So it will grow.
所以它会长大。
But the mustard seed, when it grows, it is a plant. It is not a tree.
当这个芥菜种长大的时候，它是一个蔬菜，它不是一个树。
And here you find this mustard seed has grown.
但是你看这个例子里面，这个种子长大了。
Normally,
但是种长得很畸形。
It becomes a tree.
它变成了一个树。
Now what does it mean?
意思是什么呢？
You know, when you read Genesis chapter 1,
当我们读创世纪第一章的时候，
When God created the world,
当神创造了世界
When he created plants,
当他创造了这个植物的时候
And when he planted trees,
当他创造了树的时候
There is one word said after each kind.
说各从其类
And when he is created birds,
当他造了鸟
Again it is after each kind.
他说主说神说是各从其类
And fishes of the sea after each kind
那个海里的鱼说是各从其类
And the animals on the land after each kind
路上的走兽各从其类
In other words, when God created
换句话说当神创造
He created different kinds
他创造了各不同的类
We will call the kinds here species
我们是被称作是一个某一种的这类
So everything has its own kind has its own species
所以每一种东西都有它自己的类自己的类别
But whenever it goes out of its species
但是什么时候你的发展到在你的类之外
It becomes something abnormal
那就变成了一个不正常的东西
And when anything abnormal happens It is hated by the Lord
当事情变成不正常与它原来的类不同这个是神所厌恶的
Use an illustration
让我们来看一个图画
The angels are a kind
那个天使是一类
Human beings is another kind.
人是另外一类。
But when you came to Genesis chapter 6,
当我们来到创世纪第六章的时候
some of the angels married the women of mankind.
有一些天使和有一些人类里面的人通婚了。
And the result was the giants.
那结果是什么呢？就是这些巨人。
And whenever this happened,
无论什么时候这件事情发生
The Lord said man has become flesh
那神说人就变成了肉体
The Lord used the flood to wipe out all the living things
神就用洪水来把所有这些人呢
So God
把它除掉
hated anything out of his kind
神恨恶任何东西在他的那一类之外
So far as the mustard seed of faith is concerned
所以就芥菜种所说的信心而论
Faith is living But when it grows upon this earth It is still like a plant
芥菜种信心是要增长的可是呢，就芥菜，可是它长起来，靠着它的生命长起来的，它仍旧是一个蔬菜。
So the Lord said, "Fear not, little flock."
所以主说，你们这一小群，不要怕。
Because it is God's grace to give you the kingdom.
因为是神的恩典把国度给你。
So those who believe in the Lord Jesus, they will grow.
所以那一些相信主耶稣的人他们会生长的
So far as the world is concerned it is insignificant
但是就世界来看呢这个太小了不算什么
It's just like a plant
就像一个蔬菜一样
But when it begins to grow abnormally
但是这个东西若是畸形的生长
Like that mustard seed becomes a tree
就好像说这个芥菜种突然变成了一个树
And when that happened,
当这件事情发生的时候
you know what will continue on?
你知道什么东西继续呢
The birds will come and roost on it.
鸟要来飞在这里要在这个树上打窝
And who are these birds?
鸟是指什么呢
Now, in the first parable, the Lord explained it.
在第一个比喻主就解释了
that In the first parable, the birds refers to these evil forces.
主在那里说在第一个比喻主就说了这个飞鸟就代表那个撒旦的权力的力量权势
and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
This is not explanation in so-called Christianity
但是这在 现在一般基督教里不是这么解释的。
On the contrary,
反而说
you find the explanation of Christianity see how the church grows.
基督教说这就是表示教会怎么生长了。
It becomes great in the world.
在世界上眼睛里面看起来成为伟大。
You see the Roman Catholic Church.
你看天主教。
You see the influence of Christianity today.
你看今天这个基督教的影响。
The bigger the better.
越大越好。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
how you see the concept of man is different from the concept of God.
这里你看见人的想法和神的想法有多么不一样。
So that's the reason why this third parable is often misunderstood.
这就是为什么第三个比喻经常被误解。
It actually tells us this abnormal growth is not the will of God.
这里实在告诉我们的是畸形的发展不是神的意思。
And then you find the fourth parable.
当我们来到第四个比喻。
He said, the kingdom of the heavens is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal until it has been all leavened.
天国好像酵面，有妇人拿来藏在三斗面里，直到全团都发起来。
And I believe, brothers and sisters, this should be easy.
所以我相信弟兄姊妹了解这个是容易的。
Because leaven in the scripture always speak of something evil.
因为酵面酵在圣经里面总是说到一件坏的事情。
You know, in the Old Testament time,
你知道在旧约的时候
when they offer sacrifices,
当他们献祭
there should be no leaven.
不能有酵
no honey.
也没有蜜
but only with salt.
只能有盐
So leaven always speaks of something bad.
所以酵都是说到一些恶的事情。
But this is something we like.
但是这是我们喜欢的。
If you eat a bread without leaven,
若是我们吃面包里面没有酵
you don't like it.
你不喜欢。
You want a bread that has been leavened.
你希望你要吃那个面包是有酵的。
But pray, brothers and sisters, spiritually speaking.
但是弟兄姊妹，属灵上来说
leaven in the scripture always speaks of something bad.
酵在圣经里面总是说到一个不好的东西。
In Matthew 16,
在马太福音16章
You remember when our Lord Jesus and his disciples went to a boat?
你记得当我们主耶稣和他的门徒们一起上了一个船
And there you find in verse 5,
第五节
And when his disciples came to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. And Jesus said to them, See, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
门徒渡到那边忘了带饼，耶稣对他们说，你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人和撒都该人的酵。
The disciples of the Lord were thinking that the Lord was referring to the real bread.
那这个门徒们当主耶稣说的饼的时候他们说以为主耶稣说到真正的饼
but the Lord said it is the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees
可是主耶稣告诉他们这是法利赛人和撒都该人的酵
the leaven of the Pharisees is hypocrisy
法利赛人的酵是假冒为善
the leaven of the Sadducees is unbelief
撒都该人的酵是不相信
these are the leaven
这些是酵。
Now, if you put into the three meals,
你若是把这个酵放在三斗面里
three measures of meal,
三斗面里
three measures of meal is for offering.
三斗面是要献祭用的。
Then it will be all leavened up.
那你就看见所有的酵都在面里面。
The mustard seed speak of truth.
那个这个芥菜种是说到真理
It speaks of untruth
untruth
when it grow abnormally, it becomes untrue.
哦，可是呢，当它畸形的发展之后，就变成了不是真理了。
And the leaven speaks of experience.
笑这件事情说到了一个经历。
Because it begins to leaven up.
因为它变成笑的话，它就会发出来。
So whether you are thinking of the true side or the experience side, you find something is abnormal.
所以你不管是想到了关于真理，或者是想到经历，那芥菜种还有笑，都是说到一个不正常的情形。
So this is the two parables that show us the negative side.
所以这里有两个比喻都说到了负面的情形。
But the kingdom of the heavens itself,
但是天国的本身
is real,
是真的。
So in spite of all these difficulties,
所以虽然有这么多的难处，
then the Lord Jesus continued with two other parables.
主又说了两个比喻。
But these two other parables he spoke to his disciples.
可是这两个比喻是说到他自己的门徒，
and not to the world.
不是说到世界。
So far as the disciples are concerned,
就他的门徒们来说，
the kingdom of heavens is like a merchant.
天国好像一个商人。
And he is seeking for treasure.
这个他呢，在这里要找宝贝。
Verse 44.
第44节。
The kingdom of heavens is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man having found,has hit, and for the joy of it, goes and sells all whatever he has, and buys that field.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。
Now here you find the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure.
所以这里天国好像是一个宝贝。
And as a man.Find it.
一个人找到了。
The man refers to our Lord Jesus.
这个人呢，是指到我们主耶稣。
He came into this world.
他来到世上。
And he found that treasure.
他找到了这个宝贝。
The reality of the kingdom of the heavens.
就是天国的实际。
Now what did he do?
他怎么做呢？
He hid it.
他把宝贝藏了。
In other words, it is unknown to the world.
换句话说，世界看不见。
But for the sake of that treasure, he gave up everything to buy the field, the word.
但是为了这个宝贝的缘故，他把他一切都卖了，用来买这块地，好得到那个宝贝。
So today, the kingdom of the heavens is hidden.
所以今天天国是隐藏的。
And yet it has been found by the Lord himself.
但是主自己已经找到了。
And the reason why he sold everything,And buy the field is for that treasure.
他为什么要把一切都变卖了？为什么要买这块田？为了就是那个宝贝。
One day the whole earth will return to the Lord.
有一天全世界都要回到主面前。
But he paid a great price for it.
但是他付了极大的代价。
Not for the earth, for that treasure.
不是为了这个地球，不是为了世界，乃是为了那宝贝。
This show us.The positive side.
所以这里给我们看见正面的。
And then follow with another parable.
有另外一个比喻。
The kingdom of heavens is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, and having found one pearl of great value, he went and sold all whatever he had and bought it.
天国又好像买卖的人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子。就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
You know, we often interpret the pearl as Christ.
我们常常把这个珠子把它解释成基督。
So you find a famous hymn.
所以有一个诗歌很有名。
I have found a pearl of greatest price.
我已经找到了一个最宝贵的珍珠。
I don't know if you have heard this hymn.
我不晓得你有没有听过这首诗歌。
Brother Sparks never sang the first verse.
那史伯克弟兄唱这首诗歌的时候，第一句他绝对不唱。
Because that pearl in the first verse refers to Christ.
因为那首诗歌里面，这个第一句话里面的那个珍珠呢，它是指的是基督。
The pearl refers to the reality of the kingdom of the heavens.
这个珍珠是指着在天国里面的实际。
It is hidden.
是隐藏的。
And yet that man, that is our Lord, has found it.
但是那个珠子是我们的主是找到的。
And he went and sold everything to get it.
他把他一切都卖了来买这个珠子。
So that shows the kingdom of the heavens is so precious to the Lord.
所以这里让我们看见天国对我们主来讲是这么样的宝贝。
Why do you need two parables?
为什么他用这两个比喻呢？
Because the first parable, the treasure, speak of truth.
因为第一个比喻，在这里的第一个比喻，那个宝贝是说到了真理。
And the second parable's pearl speak of experience.
在这里的第二个比喻呢，说到了珠子呢，就说到了经历。
So thank God when the kingdom of the heavens is preached to the nations.
我感谢神，当这个天国的福音被传到万国的时候。
Even though it began to grow abnormally.
虽然看起来生长是那个不正常。
And yet within it, there is the reality there.
但是在里面仔细看，有实际在那里。
And that is what the Lord is really after.
这是主所真正要找的。
And then you find the last parable.
那当我们来到最后一个比喻。
Of the seed or the net.
就是撒网的比喻。
Here you find at the end of the age.
这里我们看见在最后末期。
God will send his angels to divide them.
神要把他的天使拆选下来，把这个分开。
We cannot change Christianity.
我们不能改变基督教。
They will continue just as it is until the end of the age.
天主这个基督教是一直会继续像今天一样，一直到日期的末了。
It takes the angels to come and divide them.
只有让天使来的时候，才能够把这些事情分开。
And then you find one will be thrown into the furnace of fire.
那这里我们看见
the wicked.
有一部分呢，要丢在火炉里。
The wicked.
哦，对不起，恶人分别出来，要丢在火炉里。
Yeah, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
在那里有哀哭切齿。
So that is the end of the parables.
这是这十三章的比喻的最后。
So here you find Matthew 13, you have seven parables.
所以这里在马太福音十三章，你看见有七个比喻。
They are the parables of the mysteries of the kingdom of the heavens.
这个是天国的奥秘。
This is what it appears today.
这是我们今天所看见的。
And finally,Some people say there are eight parables.
那有的人说这其实是有八个比喻。
Because there you find the Lord said, every scribe, disciple to the kingdom of the heavens, is like a man that is a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old.
这是第五十二节。文士受教做天国的门徒，就像一个家主从他库里拿出新旧的东西来。
Because what the scribe had is something old.
因为文士所有的是旧的东西。
What he has is the law.
他所有的是律法。
But now he has something new.
但是他现在也有一些新的东西了。
Which is grace upon grace.
就是恩上加恩。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
As you look into Christianity today.
当我们看现今天的基督教。
That is what the Lord is trying to tell us.
这是主是这里试着要向我们表明的。
That we may know how should we walk on this earth.
好让我们知道我们今天在这世界上要如何行走。
Where is the straight path?
正路在哪里。
That leads us to life.
能够带我们到永生。
And by the grace of God, we walk upon it.
靠着主的恩典，我们走在正路上。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, how we thank Thee for giving us these parables.
主啊，我们感谢你给我们这些比喻。
Thou dost desire us to understand them.
你的意思是要让我们懂得。
And not only to understand,
不但懂得
but to follow Thee.
而且来跟随你。
Oh, dear Lord, we pray that Thy people here, everyone, will really press on towards the goal.
主啊，我们实在恳求你，我们今天所听到的，每一个人都能够向着标杆直跑。
That we may be able to follow Thee to the very end.
好，让我们跟随你到底，到底。
And allow Thy kingdom to come.
让你的国可以降临。
We ask in Thy precious name.
靠你的宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.